WHTC News Time is 7:40. Time for the Women's Bowling Report. We do this every Tuesday with Mary Beverly. Good morning, Mary. How are you doing this morning?
I am just grand and glorious, Dan.
Well, that's good. Fortunately, that you're doing so well, even on a day like today where many are mourning the death of Shirley Temple, dead at the age of 85. And even for me, as young as I am, I still feel something from this. And that just says how important she was.
Oh, yes. Absolutely. I've had my TV on, and they've been showing some shorts from her early films. She was absolutely darling. Very refreshing. Very refreshing indeed, my dear.
Yeah, it's unfortunate, but I wonder if she was a bowler. I don't know. But
I don't know either.
That's something I might have to look into, because that's curious. But
okay.
We got some stuff to talk about, don't we, with women's bowling,
right? We do. The women's high games for the week ending February 8th, and here we are. We're through part of February. And, oh, by the way, Dan, if anybody is running low on snow, let me know, because I think there's about 30 inches out in my woods that I would like to see go away.
Sure. I don't know if anybody would call you up looking, hey, I really need some snow. Let me go into your woods and get it. But if that's out there, Mary Beverly is the woman to go to, just in case you're wondering.
Right. High game for the week is Kim Smith from Northland Select. Kim had a 263 game. On the four-star league, it was Tammy Newberry with a 258. Then I have Katie Vintainen from Northland Select with a 256. Renee Saravelle, 242, Starlight League. From the Thursday night Misfits, a 238 from Marge Van Hoff. Lori Kirkland, 237, Northland Select. Another score coming out of Saturday Night Fever for Serena Morin, a 235. 230 for Emily Cornell on the Starlight League. Monica Solis from Saturday Night Fever with a 226. On the four-star league, it was Joanne Stob with a 225. And those are the top 10 for the week. So you had to be pretty sharp on your strikes and spears both. High series, Kim Smith. 7-11, Northland Select. That's the second 700 for Kim in about 3 weeks. Awesome. Four-star league, Tammy Newberry, 668. Then I have a 623 for Lori Kirkland from Northland Select. Katie Vintainen had a 618 from Northland Select. And then I have a 607 for Robin Veenhoven from Northland Select. Julie Davis on the Saturday Night Fever, 594. And Marge Van Hoff with a 588 on the Thursday night Misfits. Well, high scores, and I was in Monroe, Michigan this weekend for the opening of the state tournament, women's tournament. We had six women from Holland there this past weekend. There will be another large squad going the middle of March. But
that's outstanding.
Yeah, and there were 18 different associations represented this weekend. It was great.
That's pretty competitive.
Oh, it's very competitive. There are divisions for different average bowlers that keeps you competing with bowlers of your caliber, and it's great fun. Looking forward to bowling this weekend in our own city tournament. I will be doing my doubles and singles at Zealand Lanes. I think Hub still needs one scorekeeper. If you're available to keep score, you might want to give Zealand Lanes a ring, see if you can help out. I do not have an update on the city tournament, but you can go to our GreaterHollandBowling.com website and get that update if you would like. There are a few ladies that have qualified for awards this past week. Donna Crum from the Starlight League with a 124 average. She had games of 168, 186, and 153 for a 503 series. Nice bowling, Donna. And I like to mention some of these gals having earned awards. They may not always make the top 10, but they're out there every week bowling. And we like to say thank you to them for being members. From the Northern Lights League, it's Robin Bruins. Averages 139. She had a 187 game, and that is good for a 175 award. Jody Bruinsma Average is 119, a 425 series. And then I have Mindy McDonald. She averages 118, a 153 game. Renee Nelson from Northern Lights has a 115 average, and she got a 159 game. On the Saturday Night Fever League, it was Serena Morin. Serena averages 142. She had a 235 game. That was 75 pins over her average. And then I also have Chris Vanderwall with a 119 average. She had a 221. That game also was 75 pins over her average. Want to say thank you again to all our sponsors of the city tournament that's going on right now. That would be Mervine Beverage, Graphic Signs and Embroidery, WHTC, J&H Family Stores, and also Skiles Pizza. We thank you very much for supporting our association and our bowling efforts on the lanes. And I think that's going to about wrap it up. I hope to see lots of people again at City Tournament on Saturday. That's always the best part for me. I love tournaments.
Outstanding. Well, that's the best time to do anything is to compete in a tournament, and that's when the payoff is. So.
Well, yeah. Some of the ladies did very well, and, of course, the state tournament runs until well into the summer. I think it ends Labor Day week or Memorial Day weekend. So there are going to be a lot of ladies going through Monroe, Michigan. And if you want to check any of those scores, the Women's Association also has a website. It's MIWBA.com/state at Hotmail1. So you can pick up those standings and tournament results. And I think I will go and collect more scores for the week. And may I come back again next week?
I think you've earned your right to come back. I think you've won it back.
Okay.
Yeah, you've scored high enough here. Mary Beverly with the Women's Bowling Report. Mary, thank you so much.
And thank you, Dan.
All right, we'll hear from her again. That's right. We'll think about bringing her back, but I think she deserves it.